what people wore in those days. What would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron. Except I never could stand them. I never did wear many aprons.
Did you ever make dresses?
Oh, I sewed all my life since I was 10 years old.
You did?
Made everything I ever made, ever wore, and everything the baby wore. Made hair shirts.
Well, if you ever wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you might take, to show the salesman.
Sample.
Take a sample along.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Now, you might just sew a new dress and you try it on and come into your husband and he'd say, that sure is a, what kind of dress? He might tell you that's a...
He said it'd do all right. Mine would. It'll do all right. Well, I said, I want to know if it fits. Yeah, it looks all right.
If he wanted to tell you how much he liked the dress, he'd say, that sure is a...
He might say it is a pretty gay dress. Mighty gay for you, old woman.
Especially if it was red, huh?
Yeah.
Or pretty, or what?
Might have been pretty.
Pretty dress. And you're showing him dresses and you can't, you'd say, I can't decide which dress is.
But I won't.
Yeah.
So I just take them both.
That one's pretty, but this one's even.
Prettier.
Now, you said when y'all had 12 kids, you'd hand things down. Would you hand things down?
Yeah, hand-me-downs. Yes, sir, when you'd outgrow them.
When you'd outgrow them, one child might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It did fit, but it's a hand-me-down.
Yeah. Last year it fit well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't have any, if you, all your old clothes wore out, you'd have to go out and get, if your old suit wore out, you'd have to go out and get
a new one.
New
suit.
I noticed Rufus was wearing a suit. Does he like to wear a suit?
He wears anything. People give him more clothes.
Did you give him that suit? Looked like... Nice suit. Maybe it was your husband's, I was thinking.
No, he couldn't wear my husband's. See, my husband was a little man. But people give him clothes all the time. I had a cousin died over in Plumville, Arkansas, and they sent him 12 suits of underwear and, how many socks and two suits, a brown suit and a blue suit. And I had a brother-in-law die, and she gave him a red coat, and he tickled to death over that red coat.
He keeps a lot of stuff in his pockets all the time. They're always
bulging
out. Did you have to take care when you're washing things? You might say if I washed, say you couldn't wash wool, right? If you washed wool, it would what?
Shrink. You couldn't wash wood, have to have it dry clean. Of course, the stuff they got now, they wash everything now.
Yeah.
Have to, the laundry's so high. Because about $3 to have a pair of pants clean.
Did you ever, Miss, did you ever wash something wrong way and it would do what?
Shrink. Most of the material. Now, when I sewed, I always shrunk my cloth before I what made it. And it fitted and it never did draw up. When it, you know, if you'd make it and wash it before you, if you didn't wash it before you made it, it would draw up or shrink.
Uh-huh.
But if you wash it before then, it fits.
Yeah.